9.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
NC State, Nebraska, Rutgers, Wisconsin all survive. Boise State does not. Kyle Schwarber hits 4 home runs against Atlanta Braves, and Micah Parsons traded to Green Bay. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, August 29th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. 7:05 this morning, Scott Reimer is going to talk some Clemson football. 7:25, Josh Williams is going to preview this weekend's games from a Vegas standpoint. 7:45, Jinx Patrick. ReedyLanco.com's Hunting and Fish Report. Bunch of phone calls, bunch of texts. Can't wait. Got a lot to get into. We're gonna talk about the shocker down in Tampa, which South Florida just destroyed Boise State 34-7. We're gonna get into Rutgers surviving Ohio 34-31. We'll get into NC State surviving East Carolina 24-17. We'll talk about Nebraska finding a way to survive against Cincinnati, 2017. Wisconsin struggled, or was on the struggle bus a little bit last night. Minnesota, a little struggle bus last night. We get in all these games, Oklahoma State, a little struggle bus. Duke won last night. Missouri won last night. We get in all the games from last night. We'll do that in segment 2 coming up. Can't wait to do that with Sam. Tonight's one of those just, man, can't believe we get to do this. So I'm going to watch a little Army at home against Tarleton State at 6. I'll watch a little bit of Michigan State and Western Michigan at 7, maybe a little Wake Forest, Faxon's team at Kennesaw State at 7. We'll make way for the two big ones tonight at 8, Auburn at Baylor on Fox. The deal got worked out. That's good. And then Georgia Tech, Colorado, 8 o'clock ESPN. It's going to be a great night tonight. And then obviously all day tomorrow, Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, Louisiana State, Clemson. It's going to be a great one. Sunday, South Carolina, Virginia Tech, Miami, Notre Dame. Monday, TCU and North Carolina. Great, great weekend for sure. We're getting all of that. We'll get into the unbelievable Kyle Schwarber game last night. 4 home runs. His 4 home runs, 4 of the 19 runs and the 20 hits by the Phillies that pounded the Braves to the chance of MVP last night. What a night, man, for Philadelphia. Yankees win. The Mets lose. Red Sox win. That's major, the power races there. The Dodgers and Padres were both off last night. So we'll give some Major League Baseball stuff later. Big trade in the NFL. Micah Parsons to Green Bay. interesting timing of all that. South Carolina Clemson women's soccer last night, 0-0. I've got a weather update. And you know, I'm all the time on here passing down uncle advice to Sam. First, Sam, good morning. How you doing?
I'm wearing orange. I'm feeling good.
Good. Glad to hear that. I always pass down uncle advice because I'm old enough to be your uncle. Your dad and I are the same age.
Yep.
So, does your dad have, do you have an uncle?
I do. You can be another one.
All right, I'll be another
one. I got plenty of fake ones.
You want to be the Mickette? I'll be the fake uncle. Uncle advice. Don't pay attention to the weather 2 weeks out. Everybody's like, oh, man, can't believe it's going to be so cool. And then in Death Valley tomorrow night. Then earlier in the week I heard, oh, my gosh, it's going to rain. Neither came true. I told you, man, this weather thing, they can't tell. And tomorrow, 83 degrees, not 75 degrees. So it's going to be a little warmer than you originally thought. And it's not going to be stifling by any stretch. And only a 7% chance of rain. So both of those emotions and weather came about way too early. I think you look at weather 48 hours in advance, knowing that it's going to change, and you look at it 24 hours in advance. So just a little uncle advice for you. How you doing over there?
I'm feeling great. I'm super duper excited for tomorrow. I am super excited for tonight. I'm not going to get to watch any of the games tonight, so I'm hoping the teams that I am high on handle their business. I had a very good time watching from 5:30 or 6, whenever that Boise game started, till the end of that Cincinnati game last night, which, oh boy. I'm just thrilled that we actually have football to watch, and we're going to get to talk about real-life actual football today. It's tremendous.
All right. The thing about you this weekend that I've not really given you yet is I have been privileged to watch Clemson-Alabama play on 1, 2, 3, 4, on 5 different occasions. I was not in Tuscaloosa in 1975, nor in Clemson in 69, nor in Tuscaloosa in 68, and I wasn't born in Clemson when they played Clemson in 67. And oh, by the way, there are some pretty good games in there, or the one good game there in 67 through that. But that being said, Sam, the Alabama fan base in 2008, 16, 17, 18, and 19, their attitude is to everybody they play, you're privileged because today you get to watch Alabama play football. Sam Jones, I'll tell you, you're privileged. Today you get to watch Irmo High School play football.
Surprised you're not singing the fight song.
Send the earth reverberating with the rising cheer. Go Irmo, hit them hard and see how they fall. Never let that team. That's Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's their yeah, we don't dot the I, though, at Irmo, because the I is
you
not
could,
dotted.
Though. You could dot that I.
If you go to lowercase, it starts the first letter.
I am quite excited for that game. It is. I was doing my prep for it last night, and I was talking to Grayson and Nick Costello, who I'm going to be working with again. It was extremely jarring how much talent both of the teams have. So while I am missing Georgia Tech tonight, our beloved Jackets this year, yeah. And I don't get to watch the Prime show or that Auburn-Baylor game, which is sure to be entertaining in some form or fashion. I am very excited for that one.
Is it a new stadium over at Burns?
Yeah, $32 or so million. I think they had 8,000 plus people in there last night or last week. It's going to be loud.
It's going to be unbelievable. I expect one thing thrown in the broadcast tonight.
Okay.
The big festival in Irmo is called the Okra Strut.
Okay.
And there's the jokes being around that Irmo stands for I Raise More Okra, but that's not true. But I do expect an Okra Strut reference tonight. Later this fall, it's usually in about October. It is our Oktoberfest. It is our Chitlin Strut. It is our Poultry Festival. It is our Egg Festival. You know, you got all these festivals around these small towns in the South.
See what we can do here.
Yeah, we have
Okra
Strut.
Probably fit this. I can probably somehow stick this into the broadcast. Right. I always like to have something to try and throw in. My family gives me things to throw into each game I call, so we'll see.
I used to do a bit here with a guy who would give me a phrase to use on the air at some point in time. I have to try to fit it in at some point in time. We can do that.
It's a fun bit.
Yeah. Life good?
Yep. Feeling good.
Awesome. I had a great Thursday. I got Drake out of school early, went over to Max Drive-In and got him filled up with some great food there. Then he opened up a bank account yesterday at 6 years old, deposited $150 in his checking account, his very first account. So trying to teach him about interest and savings and watching that and how you make deposits and all that. So we did that. Then went to baseball practice yesterday, and man, that's great. They had a scrimmage, and went great. And the boys looked good. Looked like the 27 Yankees. Actually, looked like the 2025 Phillies. How about that game last night? The MVP is over now. That was official. Seal the deal last night or not in the National League?
No, it's probably never over with the guys involved in that race. But I will say this: Kyle Schwarber is on a weird path to a Hall of Fame case right now. I mean, throughout history.
One step farther, Hall of Fame.
Well, you got to think about it this way. Throughout history, how many guys with 500 home runs haven't made the Hall of Fame? I think the list is one guy. It's Gary Sheffield that haven't done steroids for
Barry
sure.
Bonds, I was going to say.
I think it's Gary Sheffield, who probably did steroids, if I'm remembering correctly as well. If Schwarber gets to 500, I don't know if he deserves to get in. I'm not really sure the answer is yes. But if he gets to 500, it would be pretty historical precedent-wise if he didn't, and he's on a decent pace to do it right now. He seems to be getting better.
Ohtani is in the conversation. Machado, Juan Soto, his teammate Trey Turner. I'm looking at some odds now.
I mean, if Ohtani goes nuts pitching down the stretch here for the last month of the year.
Yeah, which would be a change because he really hasn't done
it. Yeah, it would be hard to keep it away from him, but
Schwarber's only hitting .248.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're right about that. Because when you are currently at 49 home runs now, 119 RBIs now, man, that's a – and big-time home runs, like big-time game-changing home runs.
And Schwarber's one of those players that, I mean, if you watch every night, you know how good he is. But if you're not watching, you just look up and he's got 50 home runs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's got a very real chance of getting to 60 this year. Both him and Cal Raleigh do. I mean, he's just – he's on another planet right now. He's got 333 home runs at age 32.
Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, Ramirez, maybe?
It'll be Judge or Raleigh. Okay. You can pick whichever one has the better last month of the year here, since Judge hurt himself and missed a few weeks.
Yeah. So interesting now. You know what I should know? I don't even know. Guardians.
Didn't play.
Didn't play last night. All right. So busy show. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Told you the weather, told you the – man, I can't wait to get into the NC State stuff. I tweeted NC State last night made the double helmet move last night that kills you. White was bad. The script writing, man, that was awful. What that looked like some sort of high school – that looked like East Raleigh Panthers putting someone – man, that was awful, just awful. Just high schoolish through all that. They looked good on offense, not that great on defense. It was a struggle bus for them. All these teams struggled in week one. And I thought defenses looked pretty good last night across college football. We got a lot to get into as far as all those games from last night. And I got some questions for you in segment two. Like, is Luke Fickell going to get this thing done at Wisconsin? I know week one, we don't want to judge too much.
His quarterback's already hurt.
The Minnesota thing, that didn't look great.
Fleck usually. I don't like Minnesota, but that's just because of the Purdue thing. PJ Fleck's a good coach and tends to get things done.
Rutgers didn't look great.
Ohio, I'm going to choose to go with Ohio looked good instead of slandering Rutgers.
Yeah, I don't want to overreact. I'm just saying.
No, you're right. But it
Nebraska,
is Rutgers.
Nebraska goes, it kind of have to have a miracle finish down there in the end, too. And I don't know.
One team looked really, really good yesterday, and that would be USF.
South Florida looked fantastic.
Yeah. And Bo Pribula looked unbelievable for Missouri once he got put in the game and played full time.
Yeah, because they had a quarterback injury there, too. So interesting.
Pribula should have been starting anyway, but that is a tough way to start your year for sure.
A lot to do. It's going to be a busy Friday show. Getting ready for the weekend, including Clemson and LSU. I'm going to ask the fans to do this, too. We'll do this in segment three. Have you seen LSU fans yet? Anybody seen any? I hadn't seen a single one. Now, again, to be fair, unless they're coming to my house, I'm not seeing them. But I hadn't seen any flags, any car flags, any bumper stickers. I hadn't seen them yet.
I've seen some pictures from people out in the wild.
Yeah.
Although I have not been to Clemson in like a week or a couple weeks. So, like, I have not been on campus. I'm sure they're there. I'm sure they're downtown. They're lurking. We said you and I said they're probably all in Greenville right now. Good weather.
But I'm going downtown Greenville today. I've got a speaking engagement downtown Greenville today.
I bet you're going to find them.
I'll report back to it. We'll see. All right. Hey, my great friends over at Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service. Somebody out there listening right now has got some back taxes that you hadn't filed. And business-wise or personal-wise, don't mess around with that. They can straighten that out and get that headache out of your hair. So don't even chance that. Some of you did the extensions. And so you got extensions out there. All right? Take care. I'm not talking about your hair, Sam, like yours looks today. I'm talking about extensions for your taxes. Let them do that for you. Some of you need your taxes amended. Like, if you didn't like what your tax situation is trying to be this year, let Donnie and Russell and the team over there look at it and see if they can help you. And on top of all that, some of you out there are needing some tax planning, tax advice, and there's some businesses out there that need them to do all of your bookkeeping, your payroll, your accounting, and take care of that and get that out of your hair, because you know how tedious that is, and you're probably losing money on that. Let the Patterson Tax Service take care of you. Anywhere you can hear my voice, we got a bunch of app listeners now. Anywhere you can hear my voice in any state in this country, they can take care of you. It's the Patterson Tax Service, the very best in business. Here's what. So I talked to a couple of college football coaches yesterday, sent them some good luck messages, and just catching up with them and their families and stuff, some old friends that are a lot of places. And all of them go to Patterson Tax Service because they started over here at Clemson or Furman or in the upstate, and then they moved off, and they still keep them. NFL players, strength and conditioning coaches all over the place. So they've got these out-of-town contacts that started here in the upstate, professors that moved. They've got all these people. They can do it for you, too. 864-859-8289, the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Short break, segment two, college football talk with Sam Jones right after this.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
If you love football, you'd be head over heels watching your favorite team play at Easley's new venue, Southern Weaving Food Hall. With four dining options under one roof, a full bar, and a huge amphitheater with a 20-foot screen, there's nothing like this anywhere to watch all the games, including LSU at Clemson August 30th. They'll have face painting and a balloon artist for the kids, along with football, food, and drink specials. Southern Weaving Food Hall Easley on the Doodle Trail at 210 Fern Street. For event info, find and follow them on social media.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Happy, Sam?
Happy. I'm thrilled.
Absolutely. Can't beat that. Hey, I want to tell you about Trail. Right now in Trail, you're seeing I think there's 11 or 12 projects going on. The Seneca High School track, the Concord Baptist Church in Anderson, Hospice of the Upstate in Anderson, Signatures Apparel in Greenville, Fountain Inn Baptist Church in Fountain Inn, Richards Building Supply in Greer, Forge Trucks, awesome facility in Greer, AFL in Duncan, Stag Industrial in Spartanburg, One Life Chapel at Camp Sakanga in Marietta, South Carolina. Also another one in Marietta, the Cliffs at Mountain Park, the fitness and wellness facility. They're doing that. And they're doing a mountaintop facility up in Cashers. That's all amazing. And I will tell you this, their team is building in North Carolina and South Carolina. And it's awesome. These communities are benefit from it. These amazing people doing a great job. These relationships are being built, and I got to tell you, it's going to be done on time and on budget for all 11 of those. I love Trail. I love what they're doing across the region. TREHEL.com for your next building. Think about Trail. Think how I can help you and make that phone call and schedule a discovery session with them at TrailandTrail.com. Also for your home building and remodeling, Trail tailored homes. Segment two with Mr. Sam Jones.
Let's talk about football. Actual real-life football that happened. Week zero always kind of feels fake to me. You know, we got to talk about it on Monday, but, you know, it feels kind of fake.
Agreed.
Last night did not feel fake one bit. Ton of real football games on. Ton of very interesting games as it pertains to that Group of Five bid that we've talked about this week. Let's go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off with the one game that I think you can genuinely make conclusions from. something's wrong with Boise State.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'm not saying, and I don't like to be too reactionary after 1 week, but Boise State lost last night very badly, which is one thing, but they lost in a manner of which they don't typically lose. Boise State shot themselves in the foot 50 times last night. USF had lost 19 straight games versus ranked opponents. Boise was a 6.5-point favorite in this game on the road.
I was surprised it was that low.
I thought at first, what am I missing here? And then I watched the game, and I very clearly saw what I was missing. Maddox Mattson did not look good last night. The defense did not look good last night. It looked good for about a quarter, and then they started committing very bad penalties, very needless penalties after the play, usually, and getting themselves in trouble consistently, and they never got close to crawling back into this game.
It's a rare deal that they kept shooting themselves in the foot. It's a rare deal that you look at the stats of it, they had 25 first downs to 15. Boise State had 25 first down. Boise State outgained them in the game. They had the ball for 36 minutes and 21 seconds. In South Florida had it for 23 minutes. But penalties and 3 turnovers to none were the difference in the game. Boise State just couldn't get out of their own way. I would say South Florida's speed looked pretty good. And then once they jumped up, man, that was it. Boise State had no answer. Once it got to be 17-7 in that range, because, you know, Boise came out and scored first, but 34 unanswered points. At 17-7, I started paying attention. I'm sorry. 24-7, I said, this game's over. Boise wasn't moving. They kept turning it over, kept shooting themselves in the foot. That's a shocker. A ranked team that's favored by a touchdown gets thumped by 27.
I can tell you exactly when this game ended. Like, it's pretty incredible how predictable it was after it happened. It was, I think, 10-7 early in the second quarter, and Boise State stuffed USF down like within their own 10.
Yep.
And they get I can't remember if it was an unnecessary roughness or roughing the passer call unsportsmanlike, something like that. It was a personal foul after the play, something Boise State, again, does not do very frequently. And instead of killing the drive on 4th and 1 million and probably having the ball at midfield or better, USF comes out on the next play after like a 15-yard personal foul penalty and a first down, and they blitz him for like 3 plays, 60 yards down the field, and they're in the end zone.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah, game was over after that.
Yeah.
And they never recovered. And that's not something Boise State usually does. If this was a loss to Notre Dame or Oregon like it was last year, Boise State would be fine. They were competitive against Oregon last year. But it doesn't look to me like they can replicate their offensive success without Genty, which no one expects that, but you expect them to look more cohesive than they did at times last night. And their defense just looked gassed for the back half of this game. They just didn't look clean. I think they're cooked.
They're done. I tweeted last night, you don't make the playoffs in week 1, you don't lose the playoffs in week 1, unless you're Boise State. Because now they're going to lose at Notre Dame, and that's 2 losses, and they're out. And if they beat Notre Dame, will that make up for last night?
If they beat Notre Dame and they don't lose another game, I mean, they really can't lose another game at this point. There will be a 1-loss group of 5 champion somewhere.
Right. Unless Liberty, who could go undefeated.
Or an undefeated. I mean, there could be an undefeated.
Their goose is cooked. That's it. Their season is now over at Boise State.
So, for what it's worth, we do have to talk about USF because it took about a quarter for Byron Brown, who we know is very good, to get himself into gear. Once he got into gear, I mean, they ran all over them. They couldn't do anything. They've got Chaz Nimrod from Tennessee now, who looked fantastic last night, looked like a legit number 1 big play threat for them. That looked like a team that could compete for that bid.
I have 2 questions about them. One, can they challenge Army and Navy and Memphis and Tulane and Texas San Antonio? I mean, can they make a run in the American Conference? That's 1 question. And the other thing is, the next 2 weeks, they go to Florida and they go to Miami. And I got to tell you, if they play like they played last night,
I think one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be like maybe some second half game, third quarter, you know, fourth quarter games maybe.
If you can take one of those games, you make yourself much more interesting. If they come out 2-1 out of this 3-week stretch, they are a contender for that spot.
You looked at the schedule. You start out with 25th Boise at 15th Florida at 10th Miami. Man, now you're talking about this is a gauntlet. Now you're 0-3 trying to get some sort of momentum. You go 2-1 in that stretch of 3 ranked teams, and you're squarely in the mix.
You might be ranked, depending on which one you beat.
If you beat Florida, you're ranked. Beat Miami, you might be ranked. They, put it this way, they'll be the only team in the country to beat two ranked teams in the first 3 weeks if they can pull one of these off.
And again, very early, and they probably don't sustain with those two games coming up, but Florida's very gettable.
Yeah, they look good, though. They look quick. They were by far the faster team last night.
Defense swarmed to that ball.
I mean, yeah, ran.
They were impressive.
Yeah.
Jumping around, the next game of note, that Rutgers-Ohio game last night. Did you watch this one?
I did.
This was a great game.
It really was. Ohio had a great chance in this one.
Parker Navarro, Timothy Chalamet tried to tell everybody, Parker Navarro, really good football player.
Ohio was, they stood toe-to-toe the entire game. And statistically, and this game was never more than Rutgers had a 31-14 lead one time. But they were in this thing, man. And they were in it all the way to the end. And I got to tell you, there's a chance that I thought Ohio State's going to win the football game. Ohio State kind of got hosed on a couple of calls. I mean, Ohio got hosed on a couple of calls, too. That I thought the referees just, at the right time, we just got this defensive holding penalty on third and three or third and four or fourth and two, you know, kind of got that a little bit. But that was that, you know, I was not impressed with Rutgers. And that was a war, man. That was a fourth quarter, last possession war.
Very rarely do you come out of a game impressed by Rutgers. No offense to Rutgers. We love our Rutgers talk here.
But not that far unimpressed. That was the spread in that one.
15.5, and I was about to say, and I'm not just doing this out of revisionist history, that seemed very, very high.
How did you do two pick-ups? We had two last night, didn't we?
One and one. I lost Boise because I didn't know.
I took South Florida?
Yeah, I took Boise. I just didn't know.
And I took the other one's NC State. I took East Carolina, so I think I'm 2-0.
I took East Carolina, and we're going to get to that one now.
All right.
To close the book on Rutgers, I don't think they have a quarterback.
The uniforms and the helmet, man, that's awful. Like, what's NC State thinking?
Yeah.
Like, putting that on my screen. Anyway.
This game went in a bit of a different direction than I thought it would. I thought this was going to be a good old-fashioned shootout. Eastern Carolina, I kind of figured, would be able to put up points and struggle defensively. They did at times, but in the first quarter, they looked good defensively. And then down the stretch, their business was handled. They gave their offense a chance to tie or win this game. The takeaway for me here, NC State is probably in trouble in a couple ways this year. They are not in trouble at quarterback, though.
CJ Bailey
looked as good as we thought he would look.
I thought the wide receivers looked good. Grimes had a great game. Teddy Hoffman, true freshman, looked really good last night as well.
And Jolly only had 27 yards. That's not going to happen every week. He's going to go for...
Nor Rodgers got hurt, too. Did you see that he got like a little concussion deal, like, to me?
Yeah, I think offensively weaponry fine.
They don't run the ball all that well, though. The offensive line, they don't move people. This is a typical NC State team. Got some skill on the outside. Got a great quarterback, I feel like, but they don't run the ball well.
A lot of their run game will come from Bailey.
Yeah.
And the short passing game, the improv extending plays bit, like, that will be Bailey's game.
East Carolina had this thing inside the 10-yard line, inside the 2-minute drill with a chance to tie, and couldn't get it done.
Do you think, I think the answer is 100% yes. Do you think Eastern Carolina would have gone for two if they got down there? I think they would have.
Probably. Good football game. Again, here's another one where the loser outgained the winner.
Kinda,
East Carolina had more yards.
I kind of figured East Carolina would be able to cover this one just because their offense is really strong. They covered this one in a bit of a different way than I thought they would, but that looks like a solid mid-major team.
I give East Carolina a lot of credit. It was 17-0.
Yeah, I thought they were cooked.
I was listening to that part of the game on the radio coming back from baseball practice, and 17-0, when I heard the two touchdowns, I was like, man, this is going to be a blowout. You give East Carolina credit. They fought back and made it a football. They had all the momentum in the second half and had a chance to win the football game and got inside the 10-yard line and couldn't convert on downs and lost the game.
Three rapid-fire games here of note. Duke won this game. It looked a little hairy in the first half against Elon. Some self-inflicted mistakes. Ended up blowing him out. Darian Mensah looked very, very good last night.
389, 27-34, 389, three touchdowns, no picks.
He was as advertised.
Yeah.
So you can see the ceiling is higher there than it was last year if he plays like that in conference play.
Would agree with that. Oh, by the way, Bryce Davis, no tackles. I don't know if he played or not, but no tackles for Bryce Davis in Duke's defense last night. A guy that chose Duke over Clemson and Alabama and Georgia through all that. Anyway, Duke, you know, second half much better. But, man, Mintz is the player, no doubt.
Wisconsin 17-0 winner against Miami of Ohio, and Billy Edwards goes down with a non-contact lower body injury. We kind of thought Danny O'Neill would get in there at some point this year. He's in there now. We'll see how bad that injury is. Are we worried about Wisconsin?
Yes. Yep. Worried sick about it. I don't know about the Mac, what Miami has, but worried sick about it. It just didn't look good last night. I watched it. It looked like Wisconsin clod hopping, right? It was like slow and not very athletic. They just don't make plays on the outside. They don't have skills like just clot hopping around. I'm worried about Luke Fickell, and I'll admit this 100% wrong if it turns out to be the case.
Yeah, I thought Fickell would do great there. He still might. It's very early.
So far.
You're 1-0, you take it.
Identity on offense has been an issue, but also they don't have skill, man. They don't have playmakers.
Nothing jumps out. There's no pizzazz, which it doesn't make a good football team, but sometimes it helps.
You gonna get to Nebraska-Cincinnati?
That's the last one. Nebraska-Cincinnati, you did not get to catch the way this ended. Luckily, it's on our television screen right now, and you're about to watch the 2-minute drill that Brendan Sorsby led. They get down to about the 30 in a 20-17 game with no timeouts, about 35 seconds left. Brendan Sorsby goes for the end zone. Ballsy is the word to describe it. Stupid might be a word to describe it. I like it. I don't think I would have done it. I wouldn't have advised him to do it. Throws a one-on-one jump ball to the end zone. It gets intercepted. Nebraska wins a technically road game where Cincinnati gets stuck with a home game in a neutral site, which was heavily Nebraska fans.
Yeah.
This was a good game.
I watched part of the first half.
Hard to take anything away from me for either team, though.
Here's one thing I noticed. Nebraska... they can't run the ball. Like, they ask Rayola to do everything. He threw it 42 times last night. They put the ball in his hands on every play. Now, he didn't run it last night, but Emmitt Johnson carried it 25 times, 108 yards, but 113 total. That's all they had. It's like they don't have – I don't know. They can't move people, and they can't run the football. And I think they're in trouble as far as that goes. All the talk about Rayola and Nebraska and all the difference makers around him now, I don't know. I don't see big play there. Defensively, they're always going to – not always. I think they're okay. But what I saw in the first half, it just wasn't – it was week one. I don't want to overreact too much.
Johnson runs really hard. I don't think he'll be the problem there. If the O-line holds up for him this year, I think he'll be fine.
Move people enough.
But Cincinnati moved pretty well on the ball defensively last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they kept him to 4.3 yards per carry, which is pretty dang good.
356 total offense.
On a lot of volume. Raiola looked good. I mean, this was just kind of one of those games where I'm not taking too much away either way. I don't think I would have done what Brendan Sorsby did at the end, but at the same time, it's week one. You might as well try and win the football game if you think you have a shot. It was a good little 2-minute drill until that decision, and at the end of the day, if it's a 40 or more yard kick for a college kicker, it's probably not a situation
you want to... missed field goals last night.
It's probably not a situation you feel comfortable with, so bad decision likely to end the game, but one that you can probably live with.
Quickly, let me ask you, make you think of Oklahoma State, UT Martin, 27-7.
I didn't get to catch anything here. I don't think Oklahoma State's going to be a good football team this year, though, and nothing they could have done yesterday would have changed.
Love Minnesota's uniforms last night, the all gold and the gold helmet, but 23-10 against Buffalo.
P.J. Fleck will find a way to win six or seven games. He always does.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Short break. We'll take that. We'll come back. Man, Friday's games? I get Auburn at Baylor tonight. I get Georgia Tech at Colorado tonight.
Why are these games at the same time?
I don't know.
Space them out a little bit.
Two screen Tommy tonight. Two screen Tommy. Short break. We'll come back. Hey, we got an open phone line. One of the few, and we got all open phone line in the third hour. But one quick open phone line in this segment or in this hour when you come back right after this.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger Tailgate Show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value. All in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue loan with a guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue lawn that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
Experience exceptional value at East Main Furniture in Easley. The summer relief sale is going on now through August 31st. Save 30% on all in-store stock, living room, dining room, bedroom, and mattresses. Even save 30% on clearance items. Transform your home with our wide range of stylish and affordable furniture options. Our dedicated team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect pieces. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-442-6054. Don't miss out. Visit the store today and elevate your home with East Main Furniture.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again.
So I got a friend of mine who has a garage floor from Carolina Flooring Specialist, and they'll be tailgating tomorrow in their garage, you know, because it's cooler, it'll be dry no matter what, and they set up tables in there, they set up TVs in there, and it's nice. You know, kids come by, he's got grandkids playing all around there. It's nice. If you imagine doing that if you had oil stains in your garage, if you had cracks in your garage floor, you had that concrete dust everywhere, you wouldn't want that. So it's great. So turn that into your big tailgating deal there. Get the big widescreens out there and all that. You're going to love it. Absolutely love it. I look around ours right now. So I got Drake does baseball in there. I do my golf stuff in there. He does golf stuff in there. My daughter's got a little playhouse in there, man. It's almost like a playroom for us. Thank goodness we've got our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. Let's take some phone calls. in this segment on a Friday, 654 Roar. Hunter checking in with us. Hey, good morning, Hunter. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. It's Hunter.
Hey, man. You doing all right?
I got two. Yes, sir. I got two little girls that have been waiting to say something to you. And I told them I'd wait till game Friday. So here they are.
All right. Girls, I got to tell you something. I hope you have a pretty, 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 pretty good day yourselves. That's awesome. Hey, what grades are y'all in?
I'm in third grade.
All right. And?
First grade.
Awesome. Are y'all having a good school year?
First grade.
Okay. My son's in the first grade. Are y'all having a good school year so far?
Yeah.
Awesome. You know what you need to do? Monday, y'all are off of school Monday, aren't you, for Labor Day? Are you off?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you get your dad to take you to the doll store, American Doll Store, or something like that? That'd be a good day for you.
Oh, come on, Mickey.
No,
come on,
no. Mickey. Get your dad to go drop a couple $100 at the American Girl Doll Store, so you take care of that. Let that take. Y'all did such a good job this morning, maybe he needs to reward you for it. That'd be good.
I think we're going to go spend our last warm day on the dock.
Oh, man.
Last day on the lake.
Oh, man. I think that's awesome. I hope y'all have a pretty, pretty, pretty good weekend, too. Hunter, that was fantastic, man. Good to hear from you guys.
Thank you, Mickey. We appreciate it.
Take care of yourself. Pretty, pretty, pretty good day.
Those are my favorite phone calls.
Aren't those the best?
I love those.
Had to hear from school bus lately. Had to hear from school bus later.
That is true. It's been months.
Yes. Since they were actually guests on our... On our ReedyLandCo.com's, they did a hunting and fishing report one time. Delvin, you got a hard time topping the girls with a pretty, pretty, pretty good day. So, how you doing,
man? Yeah. I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm great. I went to watch college football last night. Going to watch it tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday, and Monday. I'm doing great.
Yeah, I usually did. Watch Baylor and Auburn tonight, watch Colorado and Georgia tonight. I'm watching Dial Officer
coaching debut. App State at Charlotte. That's right.
Yeah.
That's at Bank of America, by the way. That's not at Charlotte over Jerry Richardson's day. That's Bank of America tonight.
Yeah. Mickey, what's your I always ask you this, man. What's your key for Clemson tomorrow night to pull out the victory over LSU?
I knew you'd do it, so I sat down and thought about it last night. Number one is don't give up the cheapie. Don't give up the 80-yard bomb. Don't give up the missed tackle over there and a 65-yard run. Don't make them earn every point they get. And number two is on the other side of the ball is run the football. I think Clemson's got an advantage in the offensive line. I think got an advantage in the defensive line too. And all the talk about Wesco and Moore and Williams and Brown, all the talk about Nussmeier and all the talk about Kane, I think you got to run the football tomorrow night. The team that runs the ball better is going to win this game. I mean, no turnovers and no big plays there. But the team that runs the football tomorrow night is going to win the game.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And Mickey, Gibson called the NC State ECU game, and he brought up his little famous saying, Steve Adagio,
I'll be honest with you. I thought he was awful in color last night. And I hate being critical of anybody in broadcasting. He's not a professional broadcaster, obviously. I thought he was absolutely horrible in his color last night. And I hate saying that because ACC Network – I'll be honest with you, and this hurts my to say it, the ACC Network is struggling bad for talent right now. It is – there's just no talent on it. And Adazio added nothing to the broadcast last night.
Yeah, I like Tom Lincoln a bit better, but he was doing the Boise State game last night.
Yeah.
They moved him from the ACC Network to the Boise State game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. They're struggling for talent over there.
Struggling.
They're going to miss – they're missing Packer, but they're missing Mark Packer on that game last night. But, yeah, man, some games last night and – Game some games tonight, and you know, I'm watching Ralph Hill Park tomorrow night because he got an interesting game. Like you said, Mississippi State going to Hattiesburg, man, that's interesting.
It's only the sixth time ever that they're going to Hattiesburg, and that game's 13.5. I like Southern Miss to cover.
Yeah, and Mickey.
Yeah.
You talking about Duke? You know Duke got an interesting game. That's, you know who they play next week?
Illinois. They host Illinois.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's going to be a war over there in Durham. If Mensa plays like he played last night, the defense plays like they played.
And Missouri got a good. And Missouri got Kansas next week.
Big game because Kansas looked good last week. But and those two teams hate each other. So that's a big rivalry there. So that'd be a lot of fun to watch.
And U.S. I mean, I agree. That Florida game next week, USA got very interesting after this game. We got to see what Florida do. We got to see how Florida play tomorrow against LIU. They should blow out LIU. But if they score against LIU,
I've never, ever heard of Long Island University having a football team. And yet we've got that tomorrow in the Swamp.
I mean, if they struggle, boy, they're going to be some boobers. Then you got USL coming in this week with all that confidence.
And in Miami, too. You know, they got Miami the week after. Both those on the road. South Florida looked good last night. Don't want to overreact to it, though. And now it's on the road, so it might be a little bit different scenario.
Yeah, man. It's just great to talk great about to be college back. Football.
Great to be back. No doubt.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Take care of yourself. Jack is right here in Easley, right in our hometown now. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good. How are you guys?
Man, we're blessed. Hope you are, too.
Yes, sir. I got one quick question for you, then I'm going to give you some spread picks I've got. And I've heard y'all have a weekly little spread game, don't y'all?
Yeah, we do it, a contest. It's hard because they don't let us pick our 10 games that we like. We got to pick their 10 games, but we went 2-0. Yeah. I went 2-0. Sam went 1-1 last night. East Carolina covered. And who was the other one, Sam?
Boise.
South Florida took South Florida in the points there last night. So good start.
We don't get to we're the our little leagues and like the Yahoo app, the Yahoo Fantasy. We don't get the Thursday night game, so we've got some random ones in there. But first, face. I'm not sure if it's Faison or Faison from South Carolina, the guy they just eligible now. Is he going to be the featured back Sunday? Or I know they've got kid from Colorado, Augustave, and then some other guy. I'm not familiar with him, but will he be the featured back? I know he had a good year at Utah State last year.
I think you'll have all, three guys carry it. I think you'll, three guys will play. I think, though, that Faison will be the featured guy, and the guy will lead them in rushing and catch the ball out of the backfield. That's my guess.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't know. Y'all probably don't have these games. We've got some wild games in there. I don't know why they threw them to us. But I've got two picks for y'all. Y'all probably don't have them. Probably not in your all's league. But I got Toledo. I got it at 8.5. I think Toledo wins Saturday. And also, I'm taking Florida Atlantic over Maryland. And I appreciate it. I'll see y'all.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the phone call. Sam, you're not our only Toledo fan.
I think Toledo's going to win outright. I do.
Toledo,
I'm fine with being wrong on that, too, if I am.
I'll tell you that. That's one of the picks of the week for sure. I just saw the pick, by the way. 34 seconds to go. Cincinnati's 35-yard line or 30-yard line or so, and it's first down, and he throws the pick. Oh, man. No, Toledo's going to beat Kentucky tomorrow.
I hope so.
And 9.5-point spread. You like Toledo an awful lot. And then Maryland, I don't know what to expect from Maryland. Florida Atlantic, Maryland. Maryland's 13.5-point favorite. That game up in College Park. Maryland, by the way, he was open if he throws on the back on the other shoulder there.
Yeah, Sorensby had like 70 total passing yards last night. He was not.
No, you don't throw that. I don't throw that ball.
But at the same time, it's ballsy. I mean, you got to give him credit for trying it.
Any thoughts? I don't know what to think of Maryland. By the way, if you in College Park tomorrow, you get in for $6.
I'm not too high on Maryland this year, unfortunately. I don't feel great about Loxley's group that he's got at hand this season, but I think they can probably get FAU. I wouldn't feel comfortable in either direction there, though, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah. I'll give a ticket update in hour three. I'll give a spread update in hour three. We'll take a bunch of phone calls in hour three. But we got a very busy second hour for you. So Scott Reimer, formerly of the Tiger pregame show, is coming up. We'll find out where Scott is. We're going to talk some Clemson LSU, some First Friday parade, some, by the way, Clemson women's soccer was last night, men's soccer tonight. You got all that coming up. A busy weekend, all weekend long. Flyovers, we got a flyover tonight at soccer. We got flyovers tomorrow. So looking forward to that. 7:05, we'll get with Scott Reimer, former Tiger pregame show. 7:25, Joshua, speaking of spreads, Josh always gives me about 4 or 5 games, and then he'll ask me a question or two. So we'll get to that at 7:25 this morning. And I understand on our Hunting Fish Report, Jinx is already on our ReedyLandCo.com's Hunting Fish Report. Jinx already got in touch with me. We got a new hybrid species down in Hilton Head. And I've got to ask him, my son's going dove hunting for the first time this year. So I've got to ask him about that. With Sam Jones and Mickey Plowler, it is College Football Friday. I hope you're excited about it. I'd love to hear from you. Busy hour number two right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.